Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention, is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gold Diggers Wearing Helmets. That was suggested by Mr. DeJesus on Twitter. Our next show, we'll be picking a winner for the however often we do it, giveaway. And the winner will get tickets for themselves and their friends to see me in the show in the city of their choice, if I can get there or as close as I can get to it. And maybe we could hang out afterwards as well. A recent winner even got to be a guest on Doug Loves Movies. And that was a lot of fun. Make sure you become a 420 Club member to be eligible for the monthly giveaways. There you go. It's monthly at patreon.com/gettingdoug. Doug plugs Tuesday, December 26th. I'm at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. And Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll be at the Improv in Irvine. All of my dates can be found at douglovesmovies.com. Enjoy the show.
Blast
off. I am allergic to one of my guests, but it's great to have him back.
I wish I was stoned watching this right now. I'd be so happy. But I'm here.
It kind of sounds like a ventriloquist act. Pete Holmes and Omar are here.
What's happening?
Omar's already having fun.
Yeah.
Omar... Please. How do you say your last name?
Gariba.
Gariba is his brother. Kasim G has been a regular on the show, and he just makes his last name G to make it easy for a fella like me.
Gariba.
Gariba.
Hey. Gariba.
Yeah. But when you look at it, though.
Yeah, you're right.
How would you say it? What would be your first attempt?
GAH-RYE parentheses like the bread, close parentheses. Bah.
It's
but you don't say bah. Like the bread. That I can't stress that enough.
Like the bread. Omar,
please
Garai,
stress
like the bread,
it more.
Oh my gosh.
I swear, as soon as I know I'm going to get stoned, I feel stoned.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I am Obi-Wan Ben Stenobi. Stoned Nobi. I'm already there.
Okay.
This is unnecessary, but I'll do it.
Well, it's 19 minutes after the hour, which means it's almost 420 somewhere.
Ding! 420 somewhere!
The sativa we have today is called Sasquatch Sap.
Is that a joke about my gargantuan size?
No, just a great coincidence.
I'm a Sasquatch Sap?
Yeah.
Go on.
They were like, we want to name it after two things that Pete Holmes is. And I said, Sasquatch Sap.
And they said,
and
yes.
Then, Skywalker is the name of the indica.
Okay.
But I'm not going to force you guys to do indica if you're not into it.
No spoilers in that?
No spoilers in that.
I haven't seen it. That's how I know.
You haven't
I'm,
seen it yet.
That's how I know.
That's
I'm
perfect.
38 is that.
You'd have a lot of things to say about it. That's all we'd talk about.
Oh,
if
really?
You saw it.
Somebody told me it's the first one you can tell Disney bought it out.
Yeah. You're just very good at we've seen it with the Batman films. You're just good at, like, really picking apart the things that don't make any sense.
So it's going to be filled with
a lot of
that.
There's probably a lot of that for you.
And you know what's funny? I don't really care. What happens? Luke gets the hickey? What am I supposed to not know?
Yeah.
His lightsaber is purple.
Yeah, this one takes place in the 50s.
Ooh.
No, you got a hickey right
and
before
Luke
school
is going
photo.
Steady with somebody.
Yeah. I hope that one wasn't my sister.
Yeah.
That's a very good joke.
That was a very
good joke.
Yeah, we need to smoke.
We could have paused for 20 minutes. You wouldn't have come up with a better Luke Skywalker hickey joke. Wow. Merry Christmas or Rust? What
Cheers.
Is that? Rastafarian colors?
No, it's more like fruit stripe gum.
So it's going to not taste like smoke in 2 seconds? Oh, God, I'm so funny. fruit stripe gum. Do I have to walk us through it? It loses its flavor quickly. So in that bong, the smoke only tastes like smoke for 2 seconds. Who is this guy?
I'm right. Your gesture pup.
Yeah. We've established how hilarious you are before you smoke weed.
Yes.
So now, let's see if it goes uphill or down. Well.
It's super Jaime, but the small version.
Yeah, it's, well, the Sasquatch Sap version.
Heavy. Super Jaime 2, Sasquatch Sap.
I need to smoke weed.
Please, you're late. It's after.
Oh, can I do it?
Oh, we can smoke any of these. Yeah, yeah. What is this? Oh, they're all filled with Skywalker.
Just grab a lighter.
Where's
and
the
a
monkey?
And a pipe. The heavy monkey is hashtag heavy monkey. He's been gone for a while now.
Like, where'd he go? Break very easily.
It was the best. It was the best heavy monkey episode when you were on before. Anyway, Pete, like, you had the best.
I love that heavy
reaction
monkey
to it.
Hey, happy 420.
It was pretty hilarious. Yeah, it's 420, or just after 420 in the central time zone today.
When I smoke, I turn into Pacino. Oh, yeah. I just hit myself a fine indica. Getting dark with high. Getting owl with stone.
You fairy. You fairy.
You company man.
I'm in a
you cunt.
Pacino sandwich right now.
He's on a Pacino sandwich, which is dripping an Italian hoagie. Oh my God, I'm funnier when I'm stoned.
Look at him go.
Look at him go. One Coke, and suddenly you take a flamethrower to this place.
Flamethrower.
I don't think I've ever made you laugh
all right
before.
Well, that's the first time, yeah, all the time we've known each other. It's crazy. Crashing is coming back to HBO.
Yeah, I like that show.
Take it easy.
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm getting a weird vibe from this
You're
man.
Welcome. You're no, welcome.
No. Omar, tell me, you watched it? Thank
I
you.
I watched it. It was like a while ago that it was on, right? Mm. So
Yeah, about a year ago.
I don't remember a ton, but it was great.
All right. One of the producers of this show said to me,
immemorable.
We had a cancellation. We had a cancellation today.
I'm just kidding.
Someone canceled on us today, so we were trying to think of who we could get down here quickly. And one of the producers said to me, you know, we could get Kasim G's brother, Omar. And I said, yeah, how far away is it? And he goes, he's standing right over there. So, yes.
I work in biz dev.
You work here, yeah.
Biz dev?
I don't do comedy very, very good.
No, I want to make you... I want to make you feel welcome. I fucked up by admitting that I feel weird about you.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
But it's not you. It's me.
I believe that.
So what does that mean? You can't just be a man's brother. You're also you all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's just easier to... It's just easier that way.
I don't get it! You can't some of these say... People
the viewers know Kasim.
Yeah.
So the viewers know that, you know...
Should I know Kasim?
Like, if we brought your brother in here one day, the viewers would be like, oh, that's Pete's brother?
Yes.
Yeah.
My brother loves the mean green. He would love that.
Oh, it's a fun fact about me that it's sort of like my label. On camera, you know?
Right?
Oh yeah. Hey, you're Kasim G's brother, right? Yeah. Do you do jokes or anything? No. Okay, get off camera. Why are you on camera?
What do you do? Why were you on camera in this story?
So not a lot of people in Billings smoke weed, and so they were like, yeah, you know, we gotta smoke some weed in the studio. Do you want to smoke some weed?
What?
I said, yeah. Okay. And here I am smoking weed in between you and him.
And Al Pacino.
The Al Pacino sandwich.
Which is?
Is an Italian sandwich.
I prefer just an Italian sandwich.
Just an Italian sandwich.
If you're joining us,
as he would say.
The Al Pacino sandwich is a hoagie? Is that what you said?
It's just an Italian. I think I said hoagie. Yeah.
Italian hoagie. Okay.
But
I'm just going to get comfortable and let you guys kind of hang out.
Well, smoke some more, by all means, please.
What does Omar do for work?
Okay, so I work at Jash.
Here at Jash.
I work here at Jash, and super awesome business development. It's really exciting stuff.
Okay.
No, it's cool. I get to try and figure out how to make, you know, people money who make fun videos. So instead of being on camera, it's like you got to help the people who are funny make funny stuff, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, man. That's right on.
He's doing great. He buys his coats where Bane gets his clothes.
Yeah. I look like Casper said. I look like Bane before he hits the button to get big.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And also, he put the jacket on to take a break from painting a house.
Yeah. I'm getting razzed. I knew I shouldn't. I shouldn't.
Man, you look great.
It's always very comfortable here at Jazz. So you can wear a kind of a combo light, heavy outfit. You know, like
he's
ready for anything.
Dress for the job you're about to be fired for. Yeah.
Not the one you currently are hoping for.
You want to do this?
Oh, man.
Please.
I've already taped two of the tokes from the dope dope.
It's not hurting your funny at all. Well, you still got it.
Doug, what's going on? You're so, I mean, we always loved each other, but you seem extra happy fluffy. Are you in just a good place in life?
I guess so.
Was that a weird question?
I'm getting high and having some laughs.
There you go. You were great.
And we found Omar, so I didn't have to do this with you alone.
Yeah, I'm just here to, you know, give him space from you, I feel like.
I feel that.
Nobody wants to be that close.
He's here in case shit gets heated.
Yeah. I'm actually a paid bodyguard.
I'm an unpaid bodyguard. Yeah. I just follow people around. Like, I got you.
Yeah. We hired him from a company called Slim Shady.
Yeah. Because he's skinny.
It's skinny bodyguards.
Yeah. Skinnybodyguards.net.
I get chewed up Tootsie Roll, pass them. I get Slim
chewed
Jims.
Up Tootsie Roll?
Chewed up.
To make it thinner?
Yeah.
And your face looks like the indent teeth would make?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. Is that what they're saying?
That's a new one.
Because I don't like it.
That's a new one.
I am not saying that. I'm saying that's what they said.
Yeah.
I wonder how many ears are being hurt by this episode.
Oh, it is loud in
the
here.
The sudden yelling.
It is loud in here, and then I point to my mouth.
You think it's loud for others. It's coming. It's my ear is this close to it. My ear is right there.
Yeah.
It's exploding from
I'm getting
within.
The full brunt of it.
That's why I get why I'm sitting in between.
Omar's smoking a lot of weed for someone who has to return to his work day.
Smoking weed is the only thing I know how to do in this situation, I feel like. So.
You mean your workplace?
Technically, this is the other side of the workplace.
Yeah. I see.
He'll just go out there. The rest of his day will be like petting the dogs.
Hey, I got signed off.
There's a bunch of dogs.
A lot of great dogs, Jash.
Great to get high and pet the dogs.
Jash.
What's up?
I feel like I have to address it. I don't get high during the day. I wait till I'm off work.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then
except
I smoke
today.
Blunts.
And where you're smoking a pipe. Yeah, a couple exceptions to that rule.
Hey, I'll get some new clothes.
Yeah. Okay. Don't you worry, little Bane.
Dang it.
I just saw Seinfeld opening a door and going, hello, new clothes.
Oh, shit.
Look, you didn't ask. You didn't want it, but here it is.
I'm going to get some clothes.
Happy holidays, guys, by the way.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, it's that time of year, and it doesn't feel like it here. I almost wore one of those Santa hats.
Oh.
I've been wearing them on stage every night lately, and because it's fun to do the joke, this is my impression of an elf graduating from elf school. And then you take the ball on top and you put it on the other side.
It's funny.
I would have done it today, but I didn't bring the hat.
I'm still enjoying it.
Okay.
The me in my brain that's imagining it, he's laughing.
So we got a lot to talk about with you guys. There's a lot to unpack with Omar.
I was going to say, Doug, you did a great job on Crashing. Doug is on this next season.
Jamie Lee was here, and she was so nice about it.
Yeah,
when
we shot it,
just felt like you and me just, I didn't know how it was going to cut together.
We were just jashing around.
Yeah.
Where I work in business.
And where you're stoned every day, clearly. Yeah. listen, it's time to confess.
But it turned out good. I'm in the premiere episode, I hear. Is that true?
It's January 14th. Yes, with Doug Benson is in the premiere.
There you go.
Premiere.
Someone else told me today that I'm in one of the...
The commercials.
Commercials.
Made the commercial.
First commercial, I did not make the cut. First commercial was mostly Wayne Fetterman. That didn't feel good.
I don't even know who that is.
But I think it's because it's more comedic people being negative towards you. And our scene, we're friendly.
We're not
arguing about anything.
Yeah.
We just can't follow each other's thoughts.
Right. Which is perfect. And even my mother was like, I like that Jesus joke. So you got into...
Oh, nice.
Irina.
You got into my mom. People are like, Doug Benson made a Jesus joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. But you got to check it out.
It's actually very similar in season one. You didn't know this. Maybe you did. Sarah Silverman says treasus. Like, we make a lot of sounds like Jesus jokes on my show. Like, next season, I'm going to be like, Jesus. It's going to keep happening.
You're going to be watching a football game and they... And the national anthem plays, and you're gonna go, Jesus.
Like, take a Jesus?
Yes. Mm. All right, we gotta go to a break, our first of two.
There
we'll
are
see
breaks?
You in a little bit, yeah.
Is that what you do?
I like having, famous people like Pete Holmes who are willing to come down here. And but finally, for the fans, we're mixing it up, and some dude named Omar is on the show.
I'm nobody.
That's not true.
Omar, get out of here. He's here.
Omar, how's your skin, son? I like my AIDS to be presentable.
What?
That's
what
a
did
real
he say
line.
That in? Philadelphia?
Sent to a woman.
Oh, okay.
And then he starts to answer. Chris O'Donnell? Is that his name?
Yeah.
He starts to answer. He's like, well, you know, I had a few zits in college. But then my roommate lended me his Clearasil, and he goes, "The History of My Skin" by Charles Sims.
Oh no! He got an Oscar for that.
The history—it's not—it's not his fault. It's a great line. The history of my skin. And this was the '90s when, like, calling something a book wasn't overdone yet.
Right. That's
so that
true.
Was the name of my first blog.
That's
it really
good.
Was. No, I wanted it to be, but somebody else had taken it, which I thought was hilarious. I should read that blog.
Yeah, you were never curious about that blog with the great title?
Blog curious.
Yeah. Well, speaking of being curious, we've got a segment here that's a lot of fun, and hope you guys get into it and try to figure this out. Marijuana Know Something?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marijuana Know.
Yeah.
Marijuana Know very much, thank you. I'm Marijuana and I wonder when we're going to start playing. Marijuana, I'm sorry. Marijuana, I took it
too far. I don't think you know how that works.
Yeah, I was doing it wrong, wasn't I?
Marijuana, take it all back. Here's a question, guys, and I don't know the answer, so I'm going to try to help figure it out. How long would it take to fall from the North Pole to the Earth's core? So let's say you're free falling.
Yeah.
And all objects fall at the same rate. We know that.
Yes.
So you're falling from the North Pole.
We have the answer to
that's
this.
That's the top of the
at the speed of gravity
world.
From the top of the world to the midpoint.
To the Earth's core, which I guess the core is the very center.
Yeah. Do you have the answer?
Is this like a math? Okay. Like a math problem?
Look. Well, that's the thing, is it's got to be something we can actually come up with.
Yeah.
You know, like...
How tall is the
2
Earth?
2 hours or something, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the terminal velocity is of a falling man, taking into account of gravity at different places in the Earth, and then you multiply that by the diameter of the planet.
I'd settle for the diameter of the planet, because then we'd know how far you have to fall. Also, 1 second. That was insane what you just said.
I can't do math word problems when I'm stuck.
No.
I couldn't follow that without a chalkboard
a
and
month?
Some X's.
A month.
What you
One
said
month.
Felt like an old woman
One
hitting
week.
Me in the face with a broom.
2 days. Just, it takes 1 week.
Doesn't hurt. And I'm not any cleaner. But brother, it was
it takes,
peculiar.
It takes 3 days. It takes
three days.
He has an answer.
He arrived at that during that.
It takes 3 days.
3 days.
Is that the answer?
I don't know.
Okay, because if that's the answer, I'm going to freak
What's
out.
What's your guess?
My guess is falling. Let me just real quick. It would be like flying from here.
And then turning
to
upside
Africa.
Down.
Yeah.
But this way.
Uh-huh.
And then Africa to the Antarctic or
okay.
the South Pole.
All right.
Santa is.
You can't.
I'm going to say it's going to take, I'm going to say 4 days.
$1, Bob.
You said two and he
no,
says
No, you're $1-ing me because you're going low. I'm $2-ing you.
I bet it's something stupid like you can't fall through the earth
No, no, they wouldn't do that.
Wait, Omar, we don't live in a world like that. We live in a safe place where people are to be delighted.
All right.
Okay, if not here, where? He has an answer. It's not going to be, and you're certainly not going to factor in the rate of gravity at different points in the Earth.
You know, the answers are weird, right? It's just going to be like.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that it would take a year.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. A year.
The correct answer is 19 minutes.
we didn't do a good
Why didn't we think of that?
Wait, we should have known. It was the guy in the Red Bull stunt, how long he fell, times like three, and he fell for like 9 seconds.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
9 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the way through. And you should hire me based on the fact that I knew after I was wrong. This is a job interview, right?
19 minutes.
You're hired.
You're half right.
Okay, that was great.
You're high.
We did it.
Not heard.
19 minutes.
I gotta walk y'all to water and force you to drink. Hey, doggy!
You could fall from the North Pole to the center of the Earth or watch an episode of Friends. Both take about the same amount of time. If you could speed through the commercials.
But one has better writing.
The fall.
I've always wanted a joke where the punchline was the fall. I didn't know today would be the day.
I'm just going to keep smoking weed.
That's just like a regular pipe. That's just like Sherlock Holmes pipe.
Yeah, it's more ergonomic. I like it.
Like Dr. Seuss solved a mystery. I mean, do we need
he
an
does
insert
have a lot of
the pipe?
Questions in his stories?
He does. Would I? Could I? Relax.
Yeah.
One question at a time, please. How about would I? And then we'll get to could I.
Before I tell you why he did it, I'll tell you how the Grinch stole Christmas.
Wait, was that apropos nothing?
It out.
Because that was amazing, but was it just kind of a freestanding thing?
What?
Was that a continuation of what we were saying, or did you mm-hmm. just say that?
No, because
he's like,
he's like solving the crime.
Oh man, what's outside is funny, but
it's another Dr. Seuss thing. Plus, brings us back to Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. Let's keep that war going.
Yeah, good vibes.
Oh, God. As Valerie would say, it's good to laugh again. Every time we laugh, she goes, "You said that makes me laugh." God, I'm really high, and I'm not sorry.
Every time you laugh, an angel gets a stroke.
Oh, man. He just laughed like a small puff of perfume in a ladies' department store. You know when they spray you? They'll spray you.
No.
Oh, wow. Swiss Family Robinson. Yeah.
Whoa. Tommy Chong gave us this.
He smokes weed?
Yeah. No, he quit, and this was his only pipe.
But he's been smoking for a long time, because that is Stone Age. Stoned Age? It's weird to sniff after everything you say.
Hey, you guys, marijuana know something?
Yeah.
Yeah, marijuana.
Yeah.
Intergluteal cleft.
Butt crack.
Intergluteal cleft is the medical name for what body part?
Butt it's crack. Not,
yeah, that's your butt or something.
That's got to be it, right?
It's your butt crack.
Wait, what?
Butt crack.
Is this, what if Jerry Seinfeld did coke and went on a game show?
Intergluteal.
Butt crack. But here's what science won't tell you. There is no butt. There's tall part of legs. The crack is the butt. So what's the answer
it,
is the butt crack.
What's it called again?
Intergluteal cleft.
Yeah, it's not outer gluteal, it's inter. Clue one.
I mean, two, gluteal, glutes. Gluteal, it's your glutes.
Glutes. Who doesn't know that? Mm-hmm. Who hasn't signed up for a free yoga class? and got a few tips because you were lagging behind.
Yeah.
You're always posting pictures of your glutes.
And then three, it's clearly butt crack. That's my argument.
Yeah.
But I'd argue that, like, you're, on your chin, you have an intergluteal cleft.
Some good
like
shit.
Like a cleft.
Man. Some good shit.
A cleft.
Clean.
Something.
Clean. Very mild. Almost hydratingly mild.
What is it?
Oh. That's got to be the answer. I think you got that one.
We're still on that.
I think we're gonna have to throw this one out.
Well, don't
butt crack. Yeah,
butt crack. Oh, these are from users. From watchers.
Have you ever smoked butt crack?
Is that a type of butt?
Yeah. No, it's a type of crack.
No. No, I'm not.
I'm telling you, you like found love or something. You got a dog or something since I last saw you. Something is filling you with joy. It's like I am chasing
the dogs
it
of
down
the
a
world
train
are my are my dogs.
Are your people?
I love meeting dogs and you know saying hi to
them. I thought you meant loose dogs, like any dog that doesn't claim
well,
that's
yeah,
my dog.
I mean, I should probably help out in that area. I rarely see one that's just loose, but when loose. I do, I try to at least get them out of the road.
Oh sure,
yeah.
Oh sure, chase them down
because that's where they often are. It's just running around on a road.
They find where they die and they stay there.
Oh,
I've never seen one just hanging out safely, wearing a hard hat, eating a sandwich. I get what it's about, man. It's like a fun little place to go. Ooh, I see what the buzz is about.
You guys want to smoke some more?
Yeah.
Sure, dog. Valerie, do you want some?
No, I'm good. I have a vape.
Oh, she's got a vape over there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm. Past, present. Vape is like modern.
We've been doing on this show lately, we've been having the guests do dabs at the end, but our dab person, the dab king, is went home
Jason
for...
Jason Dab King?
He went home for vacation for Christmas.
To visit the other dab kings?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and, I don't know what a dab is, but...
You've never done a dab before?
Little dab won't do me.
Oh, man.
Like it's just 360 slam dunks in my brain.
Well, yeah, millennials love that references to that.
It's like 23 skidoo.
What product was it that a little dab will do you? Was it, it was like hair gel?
Heroin.
Gel.
Brill cream?
Yeah. Little dab will do
What is Brill cream? We all accepted that like an answer. Oh, Brill cream? Okay,
that was
for your hair?
People put in their hair, yeah.
Who knew Brill the term cream. Brill cream?
Well, that's you started with the
00000.
A dab will do it.
Couple of the older people.
You were already saying the slogan for that product.
I know.
You just didn't know it.
Slogans live past. Slogans are the ghosts of ads.
I never found out what 23 Skidoo is supposed to mean.
It's when on 23rd Street there'd be all this construction in Manhattan, so all the gentlemen or construction workers would sit on 23rd Street and they would get drunk and catcall. So this 23 Skidoo is what the cops called getting those boys out of there. Like, all right, Skidoo!
Yeah, Skidoo means
on
leave.
On 23rd Street.
And it was on 23rd.
I got to go do the 23 Skidoo. 23 Skidoo.
That's like I actually...
Little dabble do ya!
Actually... That reminds me of one I actually know, the getting 86'd.
Yes,
from
what
a place. That's 86, I forget what street, but it's in lower Manhattan. And there's a bar there that's, Chumley's is where getting 86'd was invented. And it's 86, well, what's the street? It's near Morton and Bleecker.
Yeah, it's right on Charles.
But why would they say,
anyway, it's a great bar.
Why would they say
it's still there?
Yeah, 86. What's the story there?
Because that's the address.
But yeah, but
they
why would
made that code for throwing somebody out at that one place? But it gets caught, picked up everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
86 Bedford,
which is right where the exterior of the Friends apartment is.
Is it where they?
Which
open
doesn't
the
match the set on the show. There's no big balcony on the outside of the building anywhere, and they have a big balcony.
Yeah.
And it's also a neighborhood where you could never, even with a long pole, reach to across to a, you know, a high rise across the street.
Yes. Which is why I'd always rather watch someone falling through the earth halfway than watch that show.
this is a perfect time to go to break. Like when that kind of perfection comes out of a man's mouth.
But it might not have been great.
There's no reason
but it was
to try to
right.
keep going.
It was accurate.
We'll be back. We're not going to do dabs, but we will do. Some,
there's only one more of these?
One more segment. Yeah, it just flies by, doesn't it?
Damn. But dude.
Then we got to do that other thing.
I have to.
All right, we'll be right back.
My mic pack has fallen off. Well, just, Mr. Tapey.
As long as you just sit there, you should be fine.
I call the sound guy Tapey because he uses tape on your bod.
Yeah.
Just imagine.
You'll find that like a week from now.
I'll find that out. In a...
This guy knows about next week.
Okay, you seem drunk to me.
What's going on, Pete? We're here with Pete Holmes and Omar somebody.
My tea
Omar
is done.
Omar something is here. And he's having the time of his life.
Oh, yeah. Every time I smoke, I turn into Al Pacino.
My favorite rapper, Al Pacino, is here. And,
burns in the gullet.
What's the name in Tropic Thunder?
Alpha Chino.
Not Alpha.
It's Alpha, A-L-P-H-A.
Is it?
Yeah, Alpha
Chino. Alpha Chino?
Still getting laughs. Whoever wrote that joke should feel great today.
You know what? Since this is the last segment and Pete Holmes is here, I'm going to do the plugs right now.
Wait.
Just to make sure
Doug,
we get those
I just
those
want to
in.
Blow your mind. This is a Winto Green Lifesaver.
Yeah.
Winto Green Lifesavers are just root beer flavored. Smell it, no. Smell it and laugh. Our whole lives.
Can I open it?
No, it'll come through
it
the plastic.
It comes through the plastic?
Our whole lives we thought Winto Green was its own thing. Playa, that's just root beer.
It smells like root beer.
Smell it
but
and see.
It doesn't taste like root beer.
Doug, it doesn't make sense, but smell it and okay. see. Listen to it and taste. Wow. Fun. Life is fun. It's good to be alive, man.
I was in such a good mood until he made me do that.
Why? Oh, did I give you the poo-poo
you
one?
You ruined my day.
With what?
No, the poo-poo one.
Did I give you the poo-poo one?
I gotta stop. Can I keep that in?
I gotta stop walking around with two of them.
I always like to have two scenarios, depending on how much I like the person.
And they're the same color, the same size. I keep giving people the poo-poo ones. And then later I look stupid because I'm like, yo, this smells like poo-poo, and they think it's root beer.
All right, I get it, but it also smells like a Wintergreen Lifesaver to me.
Oh, well, welcome to the world of non-duality. You've achieved. It's
please use the revolving door.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Smell it, Omar. Never mind.
I don't have to do that, right?
Do it, man.
We've got a new segment on the show. It's called Smell It, Omar.
Yeah, I mean, it's minty.
Get out of my house. I'm just kidding. Doesn't smell like root beer to you?
Yeah.
I get it.
I guess.
Yeah.
It could.
It doesn't. Isn't
that terrible when something brings you so much joy and then others just don't even care?
Yeah. I was just really stoned. I was thinking about something else and then you made me sniff it.
There's your t-shirt.
I really didn't want to sniff it.
You made me sniff it. Somewhere your mom knows your work and she doesn't think you're going,
you made me want to sniff it.
Not even want to. I just did.
You made me sniff it.
You made me with your mind words.
Let's do some pot topics.
Hot topics. Doesn't it smell?
Seriously, weed makes you drunk.
I guess it's similar. Like, I'm not in the ocean of alcohol, but I'm surfing on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to know this weed topic. Val, this is satiating that need that I get when I'm stoned to, like, answer something I couldn't possibly know.
Uruguay or Uruguay?
Either Gurway.
Uruguay.
What?
It was either Gurway, not Uruguay. I thought that was amazing. Either Gurway.
Well, their Ministry of Health has registered cannabidiol. Cannabidiol.
Oh, CBD.
It's the first medicine with CBD manufactured in Uruguay. Epifactin, as they're calling it. Epifactin 2%.
That sounds like a fake company Bruce Willis would be fighting for.
Do you know how many movies he's been in?
I don't, as a matter of Epifact, no. Epifactin.
Marijuana knows something?
Marijuana would love to hear it.
A lot.
A lot.
He's been in a lot of movies.
How many is it?
A lot.
That's the answer?
I don't know the exact number, but he makes a bunch of them now that don't even play in theaters, right?
Brucey Wills?
Yeah. He makes a movie every couple of weeks, I think.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem possible.
Here's another pot topic.
Pot topic.
California Second Chance, you guys. That's what this one's called.
California
We're
Second
Chance. We're in California, and we can all use a second chance, right, Omar?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we'll have you back sometime. Yeah.
No.
What's he going through? What is his world? What is his life right now?
I don't know.
He smokes
this
so much.
This is the most bizarre thing I've ever done.
Did you say something about it? It's bad if your mom watches this?
No.
Okay. I thought you said something like that.
No.
I seem to remember it too. I'm just saying that to fuck shit up.
My girlfriend's mom. It wouldn't be good if my girlfriend's mom, she's seen me smoke weed before on the internet, but.
Your girlfriend's mom saw you smoke weed on the internet?
Yeah, on another live show.
What is this reality? It is an insane thing that we're all like, I get it. Your girlfriend's mom saw you smoke weed on the internet? Yeah, that makes
weird
sense.
Weird circumstances.
Dude,
California's giving out more second chances.
Yeah.
Basically, I read the whole thing while you guys were talking, and I'm like, that's the basic idea of it, is that they figured out a way, some sort of provision and state marijuana law that allows them to give convicted.
Oh, man.
You know, and you're getting a second chance. Season 2 of Crashing.
Yeah.
Starts January 14th.
Hell yeah.
Starring Penn Jillette.
Yep. And Doug Benson.
But Penn Jillette is, I didn't see him there on the set, but he's in the scene right before my scene, because you and I discussed Penn Jillette.
It's a weird life.
I'll be really interested to see what he thinks of that.
I gave you money.
Does he know that you did a scene with him where he says a bunch of cool things, and then the next scene, there's just some guy on the street that burns him?
That's it. That's it. Weird thing again.
I ate your lunch too.
Oh man, it's not mine, it's not yours, it's not anybody. Now I'm talking like Muhammad Ali. I don't know why. It's not mine, it's not yours, it's not anybody. That was very good, and we're all, I feel like, weird.
Well,
about
maybe
it.
We can, maybe you can, you know, say this next one in that voice.
It'll come and it'll go.
New Zealand has a misuse of drugs amendment. No? Nothing?
Oh, you want me to say that?
Yeah.
I thought you wanted me to answer that. That's not a question. I don't know if I
it's
can, just, Doug.
It's going to make medical cannabis available to people with terminal illness or chronic pain. Like, it's just going to open that door wide open.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Don't say serious things.
Say something about chronic pain.
Don't do that.
That sounds like something he'd talk about.
This is not where on the candy cane road. Don't turn off into the door.
Chronic pain.
Oh, no. I myself deal with a good amount of pain. Let me tell you. Wow.
Wow.
I forgot to fold my laundry. Now it's going to be very, very wrinkly. Oh, shit.
You chronic pain having fairy.
That sounded like Jack Nicholson.
You chronic pain having fairy.
Yeah, but you got to pull your hair back to do Nicholson.
And put on some Sonny G's.
I haven't even been looking in the right direction for signals. Are we doing all right on time?
Isn't it an internet show that we can just go as long as we want? I mean,
right? That seems like that's how it should work, but we have very tight limitations.
Imposed by whom or what, man? Like, who is the man locking your briefcase,
man? I'll tell you afterwards, man.
I don't get it, man.
We'll listen to some Eagles.
I'd love to listen to the call of an eagle.
The new season of Crashing.
When two eagles.
Two eagles.
Brother, that sounds like an afternoon.
He returns Sunday, January 14th on HBO at, I want to guess, 10:30.
That's a hot guess.
What's the lead in? Divorce?
In two ways.
Divorce,
yes.
Leads to Crashing.
That's right. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I'll never lose
that gift for marketing that I have.
Can you believe it?
Omar Gibadabaduba!
I don't endorse that joke. I am culturally uncomfortable.
Not cool.
I would like to hereby state my discomfort. Not... At that time, I was unaware of Doug Benson's intentions in the taping of Heretofore Known as Getting Doug with High. At that moment, I left my body and was physically incapable due to the impending marijuana.
Say it correctly with me.
Yeah, what's up?
Karibak,
New York.
I don't know if I want people to know my last name.
Okay, so never mind. It's
I'm just kidding. You guys did great.
But your Twitter.
Your Twitter handle.
Really nails it. I can't argue with this Twitter name.
I'll say at. Can I say at?
At is correct.
Can I say it?
Yo, you think you know it?
No, I know at. What do I know from Twitter handle? I'm telling you at.
That's all you need to do.
Ready? At.
Best Omar ever.
Wow. One of my balls went back up into my body.
Fuck all you Omars out there.
Best Omar ever.
He's the best Omar. Mm-hmm.
That is something you'll live to regret.
Yeah. But don't come there for jokes and stuff. Ask me a question about biz dev, maybe. I don't know.
People ask me if I regret having Pete Holmes on one of the live shows with a live audience. We did it at the Troubadour.
I don't remember any problem with that.
Super fun.
What happened?
It was a real good
time.
What
happened?
There was
you can't wake up the Hulk and then be mad that he breaks a sink or two.
Okay, I got to go back and ask about the sinks.
What is filling you with joy?
Is that the Hulk's go-to? Does he have to run around the house finding the sinks when he's angry?
I won't wash my hands. That's my policy.
He leaves everything else in the kitchen alone and goes finds another sink.
He's into the crack of porcelain.
He smashed a few sinks. It's got to be satisfying feeling to just smash it right off of the wall.
In Japan, they have... it's not panic rooms, it's like terror rooms, like stress rooms where you go in and it's all like plates.
Scary shit?
No. It's just like plates and jukeboxes and things you can break. They give you a bat and you just get 12 minutes. Oh, I made up 12 minutes, but you just get to break
some time
everything.
Alone without stuff.
Yeah,
and a
yeah,
bat.
Yeah. Japan.
Then they have to bring in new
advanced,
stuff every
and
time.
And also they'll go right into the heart of humanity. Like, you want to break some shit? Yeah.
Why not just eat a meal in Greece if you want to break plates?
That's hilarious. Most of my meals are in Greece.
Ooh, gotta lose a few pounds.
Greece.
But yeah, but whose voice did that tag at the end? It was almost Cosby-like.
Oh, man.
We don't do that anymore.
No
fun anymore. So the next live from the Troubadour is January 9th, and you can get tickets at, we'll put it up on the screen, bit.ly/getdoug.
What did I do that was bad that was at the last one?
Oh, I was going to say, there was you and there was four other guests to the best of my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. One of them was that young
it
boy.
It seemed like Brendan, it was mostly just you and me talking.
Brendan Wardell.
Yeah, Brendan Wardell was hanging out.
Brendan.
Sarah Weinshank was laying in that weird thing on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Tiffany Haddish was there.
Haddish.
I mean, Tiffany Haddish, she's exploding.
Yeah.
She just sat there and watched you talk.
I mean...
What do you expect?
Is it a coincidence that things blew up after she saw how great I was on that show? I mean, you don't leave a performance like that.
I think
and
it was right after that show that she first said,
true.
She ready. Right after watching you.
Is that a thing?
For
she ready?
90 minutes of, that's her catchphrase.
She ready?
She has a catchphrase.
What does she mean by she?
Her.
But just her? It's not
she
like...
just walks in. She ready.
Oh, like all of her. It's not like, you want to tell me a story? She ready. She just means all of her. Yeah. You want me to smell something? She ready.
I will tell
you're
you what part
it.
Of me
you're
is
ruining
ready.
It. You're ruining it.
Our next show is going to be on January 4th.
January 4th.
Yeah, you guys busy, but I just wanted every show to be you two from now on.
You know,
I wonder how much of your spit is in my water.
I wonder how much of your water used to be my spit.
Do not call me in my dojo.
You guys wonder the same thing.
Oh, man.
Just phrase it differently.
I think we were a great episode. I think there's a lot to. We played really well out there. A lot of people
never
came
too late
to watch
to.
And they came to laugh and they came to make sure.
Let's start reminiscing about this show.
Be good. I think we have a lot to be proud of, and maybe something, a few things here or there that we could learn from. But especially as an amateur, as a first time performer, I think Omar G. You know, I call him Omar G. He did very well.
Oh, thanks, guys. I hope I didn't disappoint everybody in the audience, in the chat rooms.
Oh, man.
Random guy number one. Maybe this will encourage you to have more random people on or something, you know?
Let's all count it down together.
To what?
To zero.
And then what happens?
I don't know. 10, 9, 8, 7,
no.
6, 5,
it can't
4,
just end in a
3,
countdown.
2, 1, 0.